1 Kings chapter 18, verses 17 and 18. Then it happened when Ahab saw Elijah that Ahab said to him, "Is that you, O troubler of Israel?" And Elijah answered, "I have not troubled Israel, but you and your father's house have, in that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord and have followed the Baals." For 3.5 years, Ahab's propaganda machinery had blamed Elijah for the drought, for the economic collapse, for the increase in crime, for all the problems in Israel. For 3.5 years, Ahab had crisscrossed the land to find Elijah and punish him. He demanded oaths from the kings around them that he wasn't there. And now the Lord said to Elijah, "Present yourself to Ahab." What's amazing is that Elijah did not say, "Are you crazy? If you wanted me dead, why did you keep me alive all this time?" He went. And you heard how Ahab greeted him with that sneering incrimination. "Is that you, O troubler of Israel?" Apparently Ahab had swallowed his own lie. How quickly you and I can do the same. Lay the blame on others and swallow our own lies. But Elijah could respond from God's word. "No, it is you, your sin and idolatry that troubles Israel." Similarly, it may often be suggested that we are the troublers of Israel. That we should quit making trouble by proclaiming God's judgment on sin, by criticizing false teaching, by condemning every compromise of God's word in word or action. And yet, with God's word, we need to declare, "It is the lie that is the troubler of Israel." And yet the objection comes back, "Well, we're all trying to follow God's word. We're seeking to do what He wants. Come to our church and listen to our teachers, and we'll come to yours." Ahab said the same thing to Jezebel and Jehoshaphat, in both cases with devastating consequences. And so the Lord warns us to beware, to withdraw from, to avoid false teachers. Now, it's true that in other Christian church bodies, there may be many who are ignorant of or deceived by the errors there and remain believers in Christ. But we are not to support or partake in the errors of their confession. The spiritual leaders in those church bodies have all, to some degree, swallowed their lies. They too may remain believers in Christ, but they will seek to persuade us with their lies. And so Jeremiah 23 warns us to not listen to them. We are not to approve. We are not to partake in the errors of such false confessions. Not even by somehow indicating that theirs is a valid alternate view. What about you? Would you eat bread that's been laced with arsenic just because somebody says, "Well, there's lots of good bread in it yet"? Elijah declares, "How long will you waver between two opinions?" The failure to clearly confess the truth, finally, is a denial of it. It's the lie that is the troubler of Israel. Would you think that it's okay for a nation that is committed to terrorism to be given support by our nation in its development of weapons of mass destruction? Well, false teachers are not only developing, but using the worst WMD, the word misused, to the destruction of souls. Though a group claims to be Christian and following God's word, Titus 1:9 tells us that any of their errors are to be exposed to the light of God's word and condemned. The Holy Spirit in 1 Timothy 4 calls all of us to go on being instructed about such errors and to be nourished in the faith and in sound doctrine. It's the lie that is the troubler of Israel. But what about us? How often have we wavered? You know, imagining the lie often seems pretty appealing. How often have we wavered by our words, our actions, our associations, giving an impression that, oh, the lie's okay, it won't hurt that bad? How often has our wavering given the impression that those false teachings can be a valid alternate view? And yet, Satan has one intent through every such lie: to lead souls away from faith in Jesus Christ as their Savior from sin. Jesus would not go along with one lie of Satan. He did not waver one iota in proclaiming the truth, nor did he waver one iota in suffering the shame and guilt for the guilt of your sins and mine. He spoke an absolute no to Satan's lie, and thus perfectly obeyed his Father's holy will, so that his obedience could be credited to you. It is because Jesus died for the forgiveness of your sins. It's because he lived for you and your righteousness. It's because he arose to give you life. It's because he has ascended on high to rule all things for your salvation. It is because he has sent witnesses to proclaim the truth for you that we will not want to give any approval to WMDs. It's the lie that is the troubler of Israel. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 44, stanzas 1 and 4.